What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Hope 7 Let's Talk. It has been a long while since I've done an episode, but life's been life, and I've just not been able to do it as often as I wanted to. But anyway, I'm back, so once again, welcome back to Hope 7 Let's Talk. Today's episode is going to be purely about me bragging about my photo, because I now have a truly professional or truly published photograph. This is going to be a story, so just hang tight with me. But this also kind of comes in with making sure you always give your photographer proper photo credit, amongst other things. So stay in, and hopefully you guys can enjoy this full episode. But anywho, so a couple days ago, I went up to the town of La Plata, the town hall, to photograph my good friend, Mayor Janine James, and Tyjon Johnson, the rest of council as well. I just don't know the rest of council personally, but I do know Mayor James and Tyjon. Great people. Anywho, they had their swearing in La Plata, the town hall, a couple days ago, and it was open to the public, so I was able to go in and photograph it. Now, before I get started with this, I do kind of want to say, just for my own safety purposes and whatnot, I don't want people assuming or getting things wrong or whatever, I am not the official photographer by any means for the town of La Plata or the mayor or anything like that. I was just lucky enough, the fact that this was a public event, and I did ask if I could come photograph it, and I was told yes. But I was not hired to photograph this event by any means. It would have been great if I was, but nope, I wasn't hired for this. Not the town photographer at all. So this was just me volunteering my services again in support of my friends, you know, being sworn in. I think the town photographer, well, I don't even know if he's the town photographer, but the official photographer, I don't know if it's just for the mayor or the town or whatever, but anyway, the official photographer is actually, I think, Irving Harris. I actually know him from way back when, dinosaur age, when I was a senior. He did my senior class, senior pictures, like the cap and gown and the black vase drape thing, whatever it's called, I don't even know. But anyway, so he took my senior photos back when I was in high school, and I got reconnected on, 25 or however many years later, when I went to go to photograph this event. It was pretty cool. He hasn't aged at all. Still looks exactly the same as he did when I was back in high school. That was pretty cool. But anywho, that was kind of a cool reunion. But anyway, back to this. So I went up there and, I just kind of sat in the corner because I didn't want to get anybody's way. But I just kind of sat in the corner and whatnot and just photographed all the moments that I could photograph. I did introduce myself to the council and whatnot. For those, you know, who didn't know me, and everybody was super cool, super nice. You know, I met the wives and the kids, all that kind of stuff. You know, they're all amazing families. And I was able to get some candid shots of everybody, and then, you know, create some shots with people, whatnot. So it was a really, really good experience for me anyway, photography-wise, you know, between me and who I was photographing. The meeting was kind of wonky, but I honestly don't know anything about the meeting. I don't live in La Plata, so I was quite literally just there to photograph, you know, everything. And I'm not affiliated politically with anything, like, cause I'm not into politics or anything like that. But I wanted to document it, you know, because I don't think I've ever photographed someone being sworn in. At least not the bear anyway, so it's pretty cool. Anywho, carrying on. I was there and I took all the photos I could take. Don't ask me what all happened in the meeting, because quite honestly, this sounds bad, but I wasn't paying attention to all of the stuff that was going on. I know it wasn't like a fantastic meeting. I'm not into political stuff by any means, and I was just kind of there photographing it. So if you ask me how the meeting went, not a clue. I don't even know what they talked about. I don't live in La Plata, so, you know, I was just there photographing everything. So I photographed the event, edited everything, put everything on my website and social media and whatnot, and I think it was like the same day or the next day, Southern Maryland News reached out to me on my Instagram page. I didn't know that we followed each other, but we got con we're connected, you know, and thankful for that for sure. Because I believe his name is Eli. God forgive me if that's wrong. This sweet man actually DM'd me and, you know, made sure I wasn't with another company or anything like that. And I told him no, it was just me, model photography business, going up there and photographing and whatnot. I told him, you know, I wasn't affiliated with anybody, like politically and stuff like that. I wasn't hired by anybody else, whatever. So once we got that cleared out of the way, you know, I guess he just had to double check and make sure he wasn't crossing any lines that he should be crossing as a publicist. So he did a good job. Anyway, so I told him that, yeah, no, I was just up there, you know, in support of my friends, and I just photographed the event and whatnot. And then I was asked if they could use one of my photos for an article in the newspaper. And I was in shock and ecstatic and nervous all at the same time, and here's why. So, a couple of years ago, maybe not, well, yeah, I guess it's been a couple of years at this point. I photographed, and I'm not gonna put any names out there just because, one, I don't want the drama from it, and two, it's just, you know, I just don't want to badmouth anybody. But a couple of years ago, I photographed this event. I was hired to photograph this event, and part of the contract was that at the end of the event, you know, obviously I was gonna give them, you know, the photos that I took and whatnot. And I was supposed to pick, I think, like three or four photos from the event to have published in a local newspaper. I'm not gonna say the newspaper's name. I'm not gonna say the organization or company or however you wanna put it that hired me, or anybody that I dealt with. But either way, you know, so that, but that was part of the contract that, you know, I photographed the event, and as part of my pay, even though I was paid, I think I was paid anyway. It might have been like no, yeah, I was paid. Was I paid? Yeah, I was paid. Yep, I was paid. I don't know. Anyway, regardless, part of the contract was that my work was going to be published in the local newspaper, online, and all that kind of stuff. And so I was ecstatic because this would have been the first time that my business was going to be publicized. I've been in the newspaper many times for, you know, numerous community events, you know, since I was a kid, as my family has been too. So it's not like I was the first, it's not like this was the first time I was going to be, you know, out there, but this was the first time for my business, I think. So it was a pretty big deal. Anyway, so I photographed the event, turned the pictures in, I submitted a couple of photos that were specifically for the newspaper article that was going to be written up, and I was supposed to get a huge shout out and all that kind of stuff. They, you know, photo credit, everything like that, and turned out that they completely, and I do mean completely, effed up everything about the article. The article itself, I think, was well written, but they screwed me big time on publicating, putting my pictures in the newspaper. And so basically what happened was, my photos were totally miscredited. I had so they put somebody else's, and it wasn't the newspaper, it was organization or company, whatever you want to call it, that submitted the information to the newspaper. So I don't really hold the newspaper at fault to a point. But anyway, so with this experience, they submitted my photos, but they altered my photos, which is illegal, and they miscredited my photos, which is also illegal. But they also they put somebody else's name on my photo and my name on somebody else's photo. And they totally botched up my business name. So technically, I didn't get any photo credit at all because, like, the photo, and, you know, because if you're looking at the, if you're reading the newspaper, like, you would think that you would see, like, my name on those photos and be like, wow, okay. And then, so they totally messed that up, which was a horrible experience. Plus, they didn't get my company name right at all. and they didn't get my website link right at all. So it was totally screwed up, totally effed up. To make matters worse, when I contacted, because the company that I did this for, they sent me the link for it, and I was pissed because I was like, wow, this is totally wrong. I had one of the gentlemen reached out to me, and he's like, yeah, we know it's wrong, but we're not gonna fix it because your photos are still there, so therefore you're still technically getting photo credit. And I was livid because I was like, well, I'm not getting any photo credit because my name is not on my photo. My name is on somebody else's photo, and somebody else's name is on. So it was all messed up. So anyway, and then I reached out to the newspaper, and they didn't give a crap at all. They didn't care to. They acted like they knew nothing about anything, and this and everything. So it was a really bad experience, and that was my first time that my paper was at, or that my picture was actually publicized. So it was a bad experience, and that hurt. I'll never work for them again. I don't care how much they pay me or what their side benefits are or whatever. I'm never working for them again. So when these people reached out to me for to when they reached out to me to put my photo in the newspaper, I was like, oh crap, here we go again. I was extremely thankful because they did reach out to me, but I was also extremely nervous. And I was like, well, if I want to do this, they're going to be paying some big fees for my photo because I knew it was going to be going all over the place. But that was just my first reaction because of the bad experience I had with another thing a couple years ago. So anyway, getting all that out of the picture, this experience. The gentleman that I was dealing with this, I have to. Oh my God, what is it? Well, where's my phone? Is my phone up there? Hold on. I think his name is Ty. Sorry. Oh gosh, this is horrible. I'm gonna get his name right because he is amazing. Let me get to my emails. Let's see. His name is Eli, I think is how you pronounce it. So anyway, Eli reached out to me from Southern Maryland News and was amazing. He definitely, 'cause I told him, I also left names out of, when I was explaining things to him too, but they reached out to me. Excuse me, they reached out to me. Because they wanted to use my photo for the article they are writing up on the mayor and council being sworn in. When I told him about my experience previously, he immediately kind of put the fire out and gave me examples of other photographers' work that they publish and the photo credit, all that kind of stuff. And I thought it was beautifully done, and it was funny enough, I actually know the other photographer that he sent me an example of, so that was pretty cool. But I also reached out to other photographers as well to get their experience and stuff like that, and they all had good things to say. After I got the past experience out of my head, I really just had to go to God and my brother Eric and put faith into this experience. So basically, they promised that they would give me proper photo credit. They even said, hey, send us your website link and all that kind of stuff. So I sent them all the information as to how I wanted it to be printed. So basically, they just had to copy and paste it. And I just had to have some serious faith. And so after a couple of, I think it was like a day or two back and forth, but different things. It finally, I finally, I they picked the pictures that they wanted to put in the newspaper. And I sent it to them with my information, and I think within like 30 seconds, they put it on online, and I saw it, and let me tell you, when I cried happy tears, when I had tears streaming down my face, I was so relieved and grateful and thankful and just excited and just pure, like, so happy, because not only, I mean, they put my photo, in the article, like in the newspaper and everything like that. And they gave me perfect, proper photo credit. My name's in here, my business is in here, twice actually. And then online, you know, they linked my website. So when you click on that, it takes you directly to my website. So this, ladies and gentlemen, how Southern Maryland News did this was perfect. They reached out to me. They didn't try to steal my photo. They reached out to me, got my permission. I sent them the photo that they asked for. They gave me proper photo credit and everything. And then on top of that, when I got the online part of it, like I screenshotted it and I put it to my Facebook page and I tagged them, did the same thing to my Instagram page, and they actually shared it to their Instagram stories, which kind of helps as well bring me views and stuff like that. But yeah, this is, I don't know how well you're gonna be able to see this because I don't know how zoomed in this is for what you guys can see. But yeah, so this is my article, not my article. It's not my article. It's my photo. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty, I was in tears, like happy tears when I saw this. I even caught my husband and our oldest son screaming and yelling at them, just, you know, pure excitement and joy that, you know, not only was I asked to have the, you know, they came to me, asked to put my picture in the paper, and they gave me proper photo credit in the best way. So it's pretty daggone cool, and my logo's in it as well. So it was freaking awesome. Anybody who has the Southern Maryland newspaper, Maryland Independent, which is a major newspaper, at least I think it is, it's on page A8. Pretty cool. Now, I will say again, I'm not affiliated with the political stuff at all. I went to photograph it at my own will, volunteer my services to photograph the event for my friends. I know and love, you know, Mayor James very, very well. I think she's an amazing woman. I think she's an amazing inspiration. And then I know Tyjon Johnson very well too. He's a great man. And I'm beginning to know, you know, the other gentleman as well. My experience meeting them was pretty good. You know, I don't have anything bad to say about them at all. But I don't work with them. I'm not in the political stuff with them at all. But my experience meeting them was amazing. So it was a great experience for me all the way around. Very, very sweet guys. Their wives and children are amazing as well. So being up there was a huge blessing, and the fact that my stuff's in the paper, it's so daggone cool. The newspaper gave me a couple of different copies. So this will be going to my portfolio. It'll be framed and hung around my house in my office, and it's going to be cool. I might even send this out to a few people too. But yeah, so this is awesome. So get your newspaper and you'll see my picture in there. And I've also shared it on my Instagram and my Facebook as well. And of course it's on my website too, because I put this in the about me and my credentials section of my website. You just have to go on a tablet or computer to see it. I hate how Wix have things set up. They have a beautiful view of everything for the computer and tablet part, but the cell phone part sucks. So just go view it on the computer and tablet. So the whole point of this was just bragging points, the fact that, you know, I am now officially a published photographer, at least in my own mind. You know, so it's pretty big on cool, and I'm ecstatic the fact that, the company reached out, like the newspaper reached out to me, and they gave me proper photo credit, and I really hope that, you know, this will be like the beginning of a beautiful, work relationship, you know, between me and the newspaper. So major shout out to Eli and Carol. Those are the two beautiful beings that I've been dealing with at the newspaper. Carol was actually the one that I met today, and she gave me a couple of copies of the newspaper, and I kind of told her the background about how I got Hope 70 and all that kind of stuff, and she was, you know, awesome enough to just kind of sit there and listen to me for a half a second while I was just, you know, exploding in excitement about, you know, my photo being in the newspaper and how my name came about and all that kind of stuff. So Carol and Eli, thank you so much. You guys are amazing. And I do hope to work with you guys again. So thank you guys so much. And this is a perfect example of how you give proper photography credit to photographers. And to those who mess up the photo credit and don't care about that, shame on you. That's really kind of disgusting. But yeah, especially those who steal photos. And I know people say all the time that Facebook and Instagram are public, you know, platforms, which they are. But just because it's on a public platform doesn't mean, you know, you have the right to. I mean, it's not illegal, I don't think. I don't know. I mean, my stuff's copyrighted and watermarked, so in my case, it is illegal. But yeah, don't steal photos, people, and don't discredit photos either. It's a crappy thing to do. Be honest and give honest photo credit, you know, to the photographer. And honestly, I don't think it even really matters, at least in my mind. It doesn't matter if you're professional or not professional or LLC'd or whatever. I mean, don't take somebody else's picture and, you know, claim it as your own or not claim it as theirs. You know what I mean? You always have to give proper photo credit. It's just a common, respectful, polite, ethical thing to do. But anyway, so major shout out to the newspaper. So yeah, I have no idea how long this is. I've been rambling on, but this is huge for me. I am so thankful for this experience, and it definitely restored my faith in the publication business, if that's a phrase. So yeah, again, Southern Maryland News, Eli and Carol, thank you so much for not just reaching out to me to use my photo, but give me proper photo credit and kind of guiding me through the process of everything. I greatly appreciate your patience and your business and everything else. So thank you so much. Anyway, on that note, I'm hopping off of here because I have a lot of things I have to do before the kids get home and I have to prepare for this weekend. So yeah. Also, other than that, my homeschool lackey, the baseball team, is playing a major game today, and sucks that I can't be there. But Lackey, if you're watching this, especially Lackey baseball team, if you're watching this, just know I love you guys so, so, so much. I love every single one of you guys, the players, the coaches, the families. You know, I love you all, and I'm hoping you guys kick some butt today, keep on winning those trophies or plaques and all that kind of good stuff, and just continue kicking butt. Know that I am cheering loud and proud for you guys in spirit. I wish I was there, but schedules and whatnot, I can't get there. But just know I'm extremely proud of you guys, and I'm cheering for y'all, and I love you guys, and yeah. Okay, guys, I will talk to you guys in my next podcast. If you're seeing this on YouTube, please subscribe. It is free. It doesn't cost anything else to subscribe, but it does help my business grow with that. Same thing if you're watching or listening on Spotify and iHeartRadio. It doesn't cost anything to subscribe, but it does help me grow. So please subscribe and follow. And if you're listening on the follow thingy on Instagram and Facebook, shoot me a follow and I should be able to accept you. But thank you for all your support. Thank you for all your love. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you in my next podcast. Love y'all. Mwah!